why are you leaving?
Well, some of the listeners may know we Deltek bought the Washington Management Group and Fed Sources back in April, and with every M&A, there's going to be management movement, and it was agreed early on that I would stay through the Kevin Parker and I had a discussion. He's the CEO of Deltek, and we had a discussion early on about seeing both companies through the transition, and that we've reached this point where it's been a successful transition, and it's time. So,
what about working at WMG will you take away as some of your favorite stuff?
Well, it was really kind of a unique situation, because when I was at GSA, I worked with multiple companies in multiple industries, and I was able to, the transition to the private sector was very easy, because I was working the same industries and a lot of the same companies. So having spent 11 years here, and we've grown the company very well, and it's positioned to continue to do so. I think that what I've learned by being on both sides now, so to speak, is that the industry is not the enemy, and the government needs to recognize that more and more. And hopefully in this administration, I think the number of rules need to decrease a little bit, and there needs to be trust put back in the game.
Is that the major issue that you've seen? Because I hear about trust all the time, both from acquisition people at the agencies and from industry people, is that there's just not the trust that there used to be in that relationship.
Yeah, I think and I know there's recent stories about fraud, but I think when you get behind each story, it pretty much boils down to individual ethics. And I think that holds true on both sides of the coin here. And I think sometimes it gets overblown, and I think as a result of that, certain barriers start to go up or more information is requested by industry. But, at the end of the day, the government has to know it's going to end up costing them more, because industry is going to have to put more controls in place. And I think the more government moves away from commercial practices, Francis, then the more impact it's going to have on a strained budget. We already know it's going to be strained for this year. We don't know what it is, right? But those are the things that have to be taken into consideration.
It's interesting that this conversation has happened a number of times in the last, I'd say, week or so. I've talked to folks about that relationship, and my guest on Industry Chatter yesterday, we talked about that very thing. It was Paul Chrisman from Quest Software, and we were talking about this kind of cursory fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants flowchart that I drew up with the end user, and then an arrow down to the IT shop, and then the next arrow down was the acquisition shop, and then the next arrow down, the next box was the vendor.
Sure.
And when you think about it in that context, it's not hard to understand why projects go awry, not just in IT, but all across, and especially in the services part of contracting.
Yeah, I think it pretty much boils down to the customer. Now, I think if we define a customer, whether it's in the private sector or in government, that they have to know what their requirements are. And when the requirements are defined accurately, again, whether it's government or private sector, then the project or the program will normally work pretty well. And I think it's really, and I'll give Dan Gordon credit here, at OFPP, he's put the MythBusters in place, and they have a 25-point plan. So I like the theme of the MythBuster, trying to break through myths about maybe government can't talk to industry, and that's part of what he's trying to do. But we haven't seen that take hold yet. We're seeing more the government be more suspicious, I think, when it's totally unnecessary in many regards. So I hope that improves. I mean, that it just has to get better.
I'm hearing that a lot from people on the vendor side who are saying Dan Gordon's saying the right stuff, but talking about it and doing events and making people aware of what they can do is a totally different thing than convincing them that they actually should go and do it.
Yeah, and it's hard for he is a good representation of hopefully what the changes represent, but it has not transpired or moved down and throughout the workforce. And ironically, I'll have an opportunity to meet with him in a few weeks, so this clearly is going to be one of the items I'm sure he's going to want to be talking about, and I know from an industry standpoint, something that we'll be talking about as well.
Maybe he needs to get you over there to help him out, or maybe you need to go back to GSA and help them help straighten some folks out.
I don't know about straighten out. There's a lot of good people, but I think That question hasn't been answered yet. It hasn't quite been asked yet, and we'll see. I would not be adverse to having discussions with the government. I think, unfortunately, in cleaning, and when you move, you clean. It's like moving from your house. You finally get to the stuff that's been there since you moved in, right?
Right.
So I'm moving out today, and I'm looking at stuff back in 2000, issues that were going on, and there still needs to be addressed today. You have the Trade Agreements Act as an example, and the government still can't buy iPads, which are very common under the GSA schedules. And here you have poor, you know, we know what happened, unfortunately, to Steve Jobs. And yet the government still can't buy his iTablets under the schedule. So these are things that are I like to see get resolved and the government finally recognize what's necessary for them to run the government and allow the rules to take place.
I have a sneaking suspicion, Bill, that we haven't heard the last of you on this stuff. So I'm looking forward to
sure.
having you on from time to time as things progress. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you for reaching out.